Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Well, you know, it's a weekend. It's nice and cool. I mean, it's going to get better every weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, we're in that time of year now where it's just like the weather turns nice. Things get a little bit cooler at night, a little crispy in the morning, and then a little bit warm in the afternoon. And then you got all the holiday spices and all that is coming into play, and you have pumpkins everywhere. And, oh, my gosh, great time. State fairs, food. I mean, this is a great time of year. This is the best.
Did you know they make a pumpkin ice cream even?
Really?
A pumpkin ice cream for this time of year.
Oh, my gosh. I
wow.
love that. Oh.
Oh, I know what I've been intending to tell you for a week.
What?
I talked to the vice president of Bluebell a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
I did.
Wow.
It was very, very nice. And he said, I'd love to come on your show and answer questions.
What?
Can you believe that?
Wow. How cool.
Yeah, he said he'd just be glad to anytime we wanted him.
Well, that would be great.
Wasn't that nice?
Yes.
I mean, it's not often that we meet someone like that.
No.
But, Vice President of Bluebell.
I kind of want to know.
Very nice fella.
How you happen to run into somebody like that. But, I mean, gosh, I mean, Bluebell's the best, especially with their, you know, the holiday flavors and all that. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That's one of the best parts of the season.
And I just happened to run into him, and he said, look, I'd love to come on your show. I'd love to answer questions with you.
Wow.
I mean, he was so nice.
Well, that sounds amazing. That's awesome. Wow.
So I know somebody at Bluebell.
Yeah, you do. I feel like I'm in the presence of, like, the Queen of England now. It's like, this is different. That's cool. I mean.
Yeah. I've been intending to tell you, and I just forgot that I'd met the vice president of Bluebell.
That's
and
impressive.
How nice he was.
Yeah? And he just sat there and talked like a regular, normal person?
He talked like a normal, regular guy because he's a Texan.
How cool. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, every once in a while we meet people, and, you know, I forget about it, and I know it's important.
You forgot about it.
Yeah, I just wow. forgot about it. It went right on past me.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
yeah.
Considering the fact that he's with Bluebell, is that's a big deal in itself, and then the vice president on top of that, I'd be telling everybody. I don't think that would slip my mind. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, so, oh, by the way, you know.
Wow, way to bury the headline. Oh, wow. That's awesome. How cool. Wow.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, then maybe we'll work something out, have him on, and we'll talk to him, answer some
questions.
Yeah,
we'll have him on and find out all about Bluebell's flavors and the things we really care about Bluebell.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Well, that would be cool. That's that's awesome. Wow. How long ago was that?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and I just forgot about it.
He's forgot. What about your day?
I just forgot.
No big deal. It's just normal for you. Of course, with all the drama and all the things that happen in your life, I can see how that would be just one more story to tell on top of everything else. So, because your
well,
life.
Well, let me tell you what else. You know, we've always talked about the painted churches in Fredericksburg and all these places that are so important in Texas. I have pictures of those painted churches now.
Really?
The inside. The
no.
inside that's, oh, my gosh, beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Really? How did you happen upon those?
Well, somebody I know real well was there, and I told them to go see them, and they took pictures for me.
Wow.
And so now I have pictures of the inside of the painted churches.
Oh, my word. I remember the first time you talked about that. I think it was in trivia a couple of years ago. And ever since then, I have wanted to see those. I bet those look amazing.
They are the most beautiful things. And some of them, you know, they won't even let people tour them or anything because everything is so delicate.
Wow.
That I have pictures inside.
Look at you go. Wow. Man. Huh.
Yes, I'd always wanted pictures, and I never did get pictures inside, you know. So now I have those beautiful pictures of the inside of those painted churches, by the way.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yeah, it is cool, really cool. So I haven't been just sitting still.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm just, I feel like I should ask for your autograph now.
There you go.
Wow, I had no idea. Look at you. You got pictures of the painted churches. You're talking to Vice President of Bluebell. I mean, my gosh, before you know it, you're going to have Elvis over for supper and just kind of half casually throw that in there.
Well, you know, that would be pretty astonishing since he's in heaven.
Well,
I don't know if I'd want to have him or not.
Well, that's true. Have him over at your house.
That might be a little scary.
Yeah, not dinner at his house.
That's right. Yeah, we don't want to have dinner at his house, I don't think.
No, but gosh, I mean, I know you've always got lots of stories to tell, and they're all interesting, and they're all true, which is the other thing, because most people don't live life like you. You've always got things going on. But wow, look at this. Now you've just gone to a whole new level. I'm shocked.
Well, we've got to keep it moving, you know.
Yeah. Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So what's some of the highlights from this week? What's what good things are
happening? Well, we're bidding on a lot of policies. I don't have any answers today. I should have answers on Monday. We've bid about $3 million worth of policies. Some of them are really, really good. One guy is down to 110 pounds.
Oh.
He's not going to live long. The other one is a breast cancer that has moved to the ovaries. It's all over, and she's obese at 189 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So I think those are both going to be really good policies. I think the premium on hers is $43.
Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah, it's almost nothing. So the ones I'm bidding on, I think, are all pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they're short, and they're believable. I mean, they're so sick that, you know, I always worry a little bit if they're that sick.
Yeah, it might get a little bit close with doing the deal.
Yeah, sometimes it does get too close. But we, as I said, we've got about 3 million outstanding bids. We should know Monday which ones we've got or if we got any of them. But it looks like we will get some of them. So I'm really excited. I'm really pushing forward on those.
That's great.
Yeah, so we're working hard. Hopefully we'll, as I said, we'll know something next week.
Yeah. And then you had a couple of policies that had matured and money went in people's banks a couple of weeks ago. And then you had a couple policies, I think it was last week you were talking about that you had just won and you were filling and then those are filled. And now if
those are filled, then we had a couple of small policies mature. And I don't even count those. You know, one was 150,000, one was 250,000. Didn't have a lot of people in them, but they matured. We've sent for the death certificates on those. So everything is moving along like it should be. Hopefully, as I said, we'll get the bids on these, and we'll know on Monday. And then we'll get those filled because people have got a lot of money sitting right now. And they want to get that invested, and I want it invested.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the name of the game. It's like, you know, you invest in some, they mature, you invest in others. It's not just invest in one policy and ride off into the sunset.
No, you can't do just one because it won't work. You've got to be diversified. It doesn't matter what you're doing in life. You need to be diversified. And, of course, you know, the interest rates are coming down. And I don't know what all that will cause one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, and you know, it's always, you know, when we start getting into September, we're not too terribly far off from the election. And anytime we're in an election year and we get closer to election day, people get a little bit unsure. And no matter what happens, people are, I guess, their lack of confidence and their lack of, I don't know what you call it, but people, the uncertainty of just kind of generally speaking what's going to happen. And so this might might be a good time for people to think, you know, hey, we may want to do some like preliminary movement, maybe, and get out in case some potential uncertainty hits, like the stock market or something like that. This might be a time to start setting up something a little bit more conservative, just in case.
I think it would be a good time because in an election year, anything can go wrong. Things can happen.
Yeah.
Everybody, first of all, everybody needs to vote.
Yeah.
Don't stay home because you're mad. You know, get out and vote. It's the only thing that's going to help us this year is if every American goes to the polls.
Exactly. Yes.
And we need everybody to go. I mean, lots of times people say, oh, I got busy and didn't vote. I mean, this is for the president of the United States.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
It is a big, big, big deal. And they say it's going to be won by Pennsylvania, Michigan. There's about three states that is really going to determine the what happens in the White House.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but they say that's the way it is.
Yeah. And they say it's very, very close and historic. And so if
it's
you ever...
very, very close. It shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we all have to do our part and vote. You know, the old joke was vote many times. And, you know, if we just manage to vote once, we'll be doing good.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to make the old joke anymore.
But people might actually do it, and that's wrong. Very, very wrong. We would not want anybody we've ever heard of doing that.
No.
Because there is laws against that, folks.
That has a whole new meaning.
We just want you to go to the polls and vote. And don't vote because you're mad. Vote because you want to save our country.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. Mm. It doesn't happen but every 4 years. So, you know, whatever we do now cannot be undone.
Yeah, exactly. And this will be the biggest one probably ever in our lifetime, or if not,
I think
in the
it
history.
Will. People will be talking about this for years to come.
Yes. Yeah, they will. And so it's a big deal. And so, you know, anytime we're in this kind of a situation, consumer confidence is always kind of a little bit shaky to begin with. But this year especially, things could go sideways in a hurry.
And everybody needs to think about, you know, what is the biggest problem personally? You know, what at your house, what is, you know, is it paying the electricity, paying the mortgage, your salary? Is it stagnant? Is it increasing? Have you made more money?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to think about your personal life as to how it's going to affect you by the way you vote.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
and it is personal, very personal.
It is.
The way you vote.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it is. So
and we want to encourage everybody to get out and vote because if you don't, it's just not, it's un-American.
Yeah. I hear a lot of people saying that they're you know doing more research than they ever have in the past, and so I guess that's a good sign.
And they should be.
Yeah,
they should go back and see what the people have said, what they've done to help. The border is almost number one on everybody's minds because you know there's 1,300,000 people have just come across it.
Wow.
And you know with that kind of numbers. They're infiltrating everybody's cities all over the country. The crime rate is up terribly. So those might be important things to you, what the crime rate is, our schools, are your children learning anything? You know, are they just going to school?
Yeah.
You know, and your taxes. The taxes are getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
Taxes are really, really high, especially in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors.
Yeah, there's so many things you have to consider. Sit down and write all this out saying, okay, how has this helped me and my family?
Yeah.
Is my grocery bill down? You know, can I buy more? No.
No.
If you answer no to all those things, you know what to do.
Yeah. You know in your heart what's best.
That's right. And whatever's best for your family is the way you should do it.
Exactly.
And, you know, who's going to help you the most? Who's going to get out and get something done?
Yeah. Exactly. To make things better.
Yeah. You want your life and your family's to be important and to really count. And if it isn't going to count for anything, it's probably not the right thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. So dig deep in your soul, I guess.
That's exactly right. Get down deep and think about it and might even pray about it.
Yeah.
And say, you know, what is the right thing to do? What is going to help my family? And how do I want to live in the United States?
Yeah, exactly. How do you see things going? I mean, do you hear any buzz like financially, like how's different sectors are doing, different, you know, like economy prediction people? What are they
saying? A lot of people are saying if the wrong person is elected, the stock market is going to go down. We have to, you know, we're an oil and gas state, so this is really important in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we want to drill more, not less.
Yeah.
You know, we need energy. Energy is going to help everybody. If you don't have enough oil, enough gas, you won't be able to drive cars, drive trucks, you know, diesel fuel for your tractors. I mean, these are our issues for our state. And personally, you know, how's it going to affect you?
Yeah.
The things in Washington affect us a lot because they make the bills. Everybody has to think about it. These people pass the bills up there, and we have to live with them.
Yeah. I've heard people say in the past that, you know, what they do doesn't always affect us, you know, on a local level, us being everybody. But really they do, much more than probably what we
realize. They do affect us, yes.
Yeah.
Because they pass these crazy laws, and then we start to do something and say, oh, my gosh, there's a law against that.
Yeah.
There's a law against this, you know?
And you realize you can't do something.
And we don't know it till, you know, everybody in Texas just minds their own business, goes about working every day, making a living. And a lot of these things in Washington, they don't even hear about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're not paying attention.
Mm-mm. It's all off the radar.
Yeah. And we don't know what they're doing up there. So we better get the best that we can get that will help us in our state and us personally.
Exactly. Yes. So.
And all the issues that we care about.
Yeah, and this is the time to do it, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's your only chance. It's next 4 years, whatever you do, you're going to have to live with it.
Yeah, yeah. So. This is important, probably more important than anything else we'll do all year.
I think it's the most important election probably of mine in your lifetime, frankly.
Yeah, yeah, I believe you're right.
Because it might not have, you know, I can think of years ago that a lot of the elections didn't affect us that much.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is modern times and it will affect us.
Oh, yes. Dramatically.
We can live to regret this deal.
Yeah, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to lay down at night thinking, you know, I could have done something.
Yeah, I could have done something, but, you know, I didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you see the state of, you know, things that are going on, and then you see, you know, things like, you know, like especially in the financial realm, you see things like, you know, you've been talking for a long time about, like real estate, all the, you know, empty buildings, and you see all the effects of after COVID, and now there's, you know, restaurants that are starting to go under. And so all these things are already in place. So there's a lot of volatility anyway. And so, you know, it might be a time to get a little bit more maybe conservative before something happens, if it does.
I think a conservative is the way to go.
Yeah.
If you're not conservative, you might not survive this. Oh, my gosh.
Who is that?
That is baby. This is in my day, is it? Oh, my gosh.
It's going downhill quick for you.
It's going downhill fast. Well, and we haven't even talked about annuities or investing. I mean, wow.
Well,
it's just not my day.
Well, let's get into it then. Let's talk about some annuities.
Okay,
how are we doing
with
those?
Okay. Well, you know, I've done 3 or 4 annuities in the last 2 weeks. People are getting conservative. Like you said a minute ago, you know, people in Texas, we are conservative. And I've had people say, Faye, I want to do some annuities. I won't tell you what the reason was on some of them. Some of them had made bad investments, frankly.
Mm.
So they said, you know, we need to get annuities with what we have left because they had made some bad investments. So we've done several annuities. People wanted that 13% bonus, so we got that. And then every year that they put money in for 3 years, they get that 13%.
Mm. That 13% is a big deal. I mean, even
it is a big deal. People have not had a bonus like that in a long, long time. So that was really important that we get that bonus to them and get that extra money. And like I said, on $1 million, that's $130,000 up front.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. That'll get your attention in a hurry.
It got my attention. And then I had people that said, you know, I have an IRA. I need to transfer it over here. It's not making any money. I had people that were in some mutual funds that they've lost money on. And they, especially in the election year, a lot of people are making changes right now in case everything goes to heck in a handbasket.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what will happen. I don't know about the stock market after the election.
Yeah.
And people are talking to me about it. People that are in the know. And a lot of them say that, you know, things are going to go down after the election if it goes the wrong way. So we have to be prepared. We don't want to hide our neck in the sand like the old ostrich, you know.
Yeah.
We want to take evasive action now, get everything in order in case anything goes wrong, and then we're okay. We're in good shape.
Do you think, okay, so we're roughly, if my math is right, roughly about 6 weeks away-ish, give or take. Is that enough time for people, if they wanted to, if they said, you know, we're getting kind of close, everything I'm hearing makes me think we need to get a little bit conservative to start, you know, protecting some of our assets and our investments. Is that enough time for people to, you know, maybe make the switch over to something like a life settlement or annuity?
Yes, it is. But they need to do it now instead of waiting till the last second. You know, because we don't want anybody to lose any money. And we know that if they're in a life settlement, you know, it's a life insurance policy investment. They're not going to lose any money. We know that if they're in an annuity, you know, it's solid. It's not in the stock market. It mirrors the stock market, but it has a stop gap where the if everything goes down, yours just stays steady. It'll hold right there. You only get the profit. You don't take any losses with it.
Yeah.
So that is good. It's tax deferred. It's compound interest. You know, I just can't think of anything on either investment that would be a negative. The life settlement, you know, when we get them, we're doing mostly cancer. Every once in a while we'll do something that's not. But most of the ones we've done for the last 10, 12 years is just cancer. We've had many, many policies mature. We've returned over $200 million, and we still like a lot more. We've got $100 million invested right now.
Good Lord, that's a lot.
$100 million of clients' money is on deposit right now. We've got $24 million cash in their accounts to invest right now.
Mm. Jeez, so we're talking big money.
We are talking big money. We have plenty of money to invest for them. It's just a matter of getting them in the right policies and waiting for maturities. When the maturities come, as you know, the bank puts it in their account. It's simple. You know, nobody else touches their money. That's what I love about our investments. We have a trustee on everything we do. The trustee handles the money. If all these brokerage houses had a trustee, can you imagine how safe people's money would be?
It would be totally different than it is now. So
It would be a whole new ball game.
And that's what sets you apart, though. That's right,
because we use a trustee. We made up our minds to start with to always have a trustee for them to handle the money. Yeah. So that's the way we do it.
Yeah, and the other thing is with a live settlement, just to kind of you put it in a basic light, if something happened, say something election wise happened that affected the stock market, and the stock market bottomed out, with a live settlement, nothing changes. They've got the resources on hand. They have like literally, it's not like lent. They don't lend out money to like home loans and business loans. I mean, it's all like the reserves are like in place, so they have it for any time a policy actually matures to pay out.
That's right. So when it matures, we send the death certificate and all the papers to the life insurance company. They pay the claim. They send the check to Nevada Trust, and they put it in your account. It's just real simple. The money is safe, and we can't say that all the time about the stock market. I don't know. There's no guarantees on the stock market. Sometimes it's a great thing, but sometimes it can be rough, rough. We've never forgotten 2008.
No.
You know, when that hit, it was a disaster. I had people calling me say, can I transfer money to you today? And it took several days. We had a lady that called that lost $300,000 in one day. Because she was in Colorado. She called the broker and said, sell right now, sell this morning. He decided he was smarter than her, and he didn't sell it.
Oh, geez.
So she lost $300,000.
After she told him to.
After she told him to. But she didn't have it in writing because she just told him over the phone.
Wow.
And, you know, I had people that lost $50,000 that one week.
Jeez.
And they were in tears when they came to me. So, you know, this is a conservative investment.
Yeah.
When you do a life settlement, it's a life insurance policy. It doesn't have the risk the stock market has. It doesn't have the risk mutual funds have, you know, or your stocks on a day-to-day basis. So, and nothing affects it. The election will not affect your contract with us. The election will affect the stock market.
Yeah.
It'll affect everything you've got. But it will not affect this because it's just a life insurance policy on someone that's ill. So to me, it's a good conservative investment.
And the other thing is when the policy matures, they don't discount the payout. They don't.
No.
For any reason.
They're going to give you the full amount, the face amount. And then sometimes if it takes them a while to pay us, they give us extra interest.
Now that's
we're already
cool.
Going to get the other interest, but sometimes we get extra.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, anytime you get extra interest for any reason is always a win-win. And, you know, and that does happen probably more often than what we even talk about. So not only do you get what the policy pays, but you get some extra. And so it's like everybody wins no matter what happens.
That's right. It is a win-win situation. Then if you have annuities, an annuity is the most conservative thing in America.
Yeah.
If you have a fixed index annuity, you know, a fixed index annuity, you don't pay any taxes until you take it out. It pays good. It locks in your interest once a year, or if you do the two-year strategy, every 2 years. And right now, you know, it's averaging around 10% over a 10-year period, and you've got the bonus of 13%. These are win-win situations, I believe.
Yeah.
For anybody that is conservative.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. It's all about, you know, conservative, and it's all about protecting the principal so that you don't wake up and have another 2008 where you wake up in the morning and it's like, oh my goodness, everything is gone. What happened? And so you protect your principal. And you've always said that was really the most important thing. There's two things you've always stressed. One, protect your principal, and two, be diversified.
You've got to be diversified. You've got to protect your principal. If you get lazy and you don't protect the principal, you could lose in a moment's notice.
Mm.
You know, because the election's coming up. We don't know how it's going to go. I know how I'm going to go, but I don't know how the rest of the world's going. But I am conservative. I don't want to lose my principal. You know, I want the principal, and I want some interest on it.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to take a risk.
Yeah.
If a person can just take 100% risk, stay where you are. But if you say, my wife is going to kill me if I lose this money, you better take evasive action. You know?
And people have said that before, too.
I know some horror stories where the man went out here and just blew a lot of their money. And then they are still working.
Yeah.
And yeah. You just don't want to do this. Tabletop conversation is going to be bad.
Yeah, it's not going to be pleasant.
It's not going to be pleasant. And it's up to everybody individually how they want to invest their money and what risks they want to take.
Yeah.
And it depends what age you are. We don't ever talk about that. But if you're 70 years old, and you lose all this money, what in the heck are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. It's like then you got to go back to work, and then that's just not good.
Nobody
for
wants you. You're 70.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a hard pull. But if you're 50 years old or 70 years old, I would take evasive action.
Yeah.
If you're 35 years old, you can remake the money.
Yeah.
We don't care. You know, if you lose it, you can remake it. But if you're 45, 50 years old, it's time to be conservative, protect your principal, and make sure that principal's still here after the election. You know? I mean, we don't want any surprises.
No. No. And I mean, even going back to, say, 2008, you know, when the crash happened, people who were in annuities and life settlements fared well. They didn't have really anything to even worry about because everything was safe either in the annuity, which has the protection against the bottom falling out, so you've got that safety net so you don't lose everything. And then with the life settlement, you've got the assurance that it's in a life insurance company, they've got the reserves, it's never discounted. When the policy matures, they pay out the full amount. And so nobody was really shaken by either 2008 or anything, any other market condition that has happened since then. And so you've been through these types of periods of uncertainty before, and people in both of these investments came out with you know, thriving in every single situation, right?
That's right. They came out fine. So it wasn't a problem. But if you're in the stock market, you may be awake at night over this deal.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how it's going to turn out. I know how I want it to turn out. Conservative.
Yeah.
You know, I want a conservative president. I don't want any shocks or surprises, you know, and I don't want to lose any money.
Yeah.
I want to go just like we're going now, steady as you go.
Yeah, and that's the key. And really, when it comes down to it, this is the time to go ahead and be proactive, plan ahead. If you want to keep, and you've always said, you know, it's okay. If you want to keep some in the stock market, fine. You want to move some over to be a little bit more conservative, either life settlements or annuities, that might be, you know, good for some people. But, you know, protect something is usually a pretty good idea. Is that?
Well, you know, I remember 15 years ago, had a client out in Amarillo. I went to see him, and they had a little over $2 million. And she talked to her husband. She said, now, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to put my half of the money with Faye. Said, you can stay in the stock market, but she said, we've lost enough. And he said, I'm staying in the stock market.
Oh.
She said, I'm going with Faye. She gave me $1 million to invest. We put it all in annuities. And over 10 years, 15 years, she just about doubled her money.
Wow.
And during that time, we were watching him. He was not making money. He was losing money. Finally, one day, he said, okay, I'll give you this much. Then a few months later, he gave me some more. He eventually gave us all of his money out of the stock market. But he was hard-headed, oh boy. He thought it was going to come and make him a lot of money. It didn't.
Yeah.
So eventually, they had over $2 million invested. We made them a lot of money. And they never lost a dime on their annuities.
Wow.
I can tell you that.
Well, that's interesting because you actually have an actual side-by-side real-life situation. So, and it turns out she was right.
When they had no children. They had a 1,000-acre farm. They gave it to the people who had been leasing it. That was theirs. And then she said, babe, what should we do with this other money? I said, cancer and heart research.
Mm.
So half of it went to UT Southwest for heart, and the other went to the other university for cancer research.
Brilliant.
So that was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, they made enough money to give it all away.
Wow, and that is fantastic.
It was a fantastic story. They were really nice people.
Wow.
And they helped a lot of people by giving that money to UT and to Duke University.
Boy, that is great. You don't hear about that all the time. That's awesome. How cool. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. There's a lot of good things on the website. People should check the website out, look up annuities, look up life settlements. If you need to sell a policy, we hardly ever talk about it.
Yes.
Let's talk about the people that have cancer that need to sell a policy. If you will call in or go to the website and fill out the information, you know, we'll talk to you about your policy. We will probably pay you more than the out-of-state people will pay you for that life policy. We don't want to buy one just so you can go on vacation. We're talking about we'll buy it if you've got cancer and need the help.
Yeah, and we don't, you're right, we don't talk about that very often, but a lot of times when people go to sell their policy, there's a broker involved, and then they have to take their cut, which means they get less for their policy. By removing that that middleman, it really benefits everybody, and it's a fast process, and so you can take care of that in lickety-split time.
That's right. So it makes a difference who you do business with.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. We've been A-rated for years and years. Did you know that?
That's a big deal. I mean, that really...
It is a big deal. A lot of people can't get an A rating if they had to. They can't even get rated with the Better Business Bureau. But we've been A-rated with them all these years.
Yeah, yeah. And that speaks volumes, especially with it being as long as it has. So
that's right. That's, we've been in business, what, 23 years?
Has it been that long? Wow.
I think it's been that long. How many years have we been on the radio? Do you know?
Oh, Lord. 10 at least?
Probably 10 or 12.
Yeah, I would say probably.
We've got a lot of trivia on the backup.
Yeah. If we went through, I bet if you had a file of just all the trivia you've done, you'd probably take up an entire file case.
I think it would. And we keep saying we're going to do a book on it, but we just haven't had the time.
I know. Well, how do you narrow it down? It's like, at this point, there's so much material to work with. I don't even know. I don't even know where you'd even start.
I don't know where we'd start either.
But you need to. And speaking of trivia, every Saturday around this time, we do stop for trivia. So what is our topic today?
You're going to love it.
Of course.
The world's largest steam engine.
Yep.
The world's largest steam engine. Do you know about that?
No, but this is going to be
awesome.
Okay.
It is awesome. Union Pacific built these steam engines during World War II. They built 25 of them, and they're called big boy locomotives. And they were using them to haul freight, all this. Well, they were used for years. And out of the 25, there's only 8 left. They stopped using them in 1962. Most of them are in museums, okay? But the big boy, 4014, has come out of retirement. They finished it in 2019. Big boy, heartland of America tour. The big old thing is in Texas.
Of course
it's
it is.
It's here in Texas right now. It's going to be everywhere. It's been in Dallas this week. Let me tell you something. This will take you back a long, long way. In East Texas this week, as it was coming toward Dallas, people got their lawn chairs and their cars and parked by the railroad.
Wow.
Over in East Texas, they all had their lawn chairs out to see the big boy locomotive.
Cool.
Coolest thing I've ever heard of. So it was in Dallas, 18th and 19th. Now, from September the 20th to October 3rd, they're going to be doing maintenance on it. But it's touring 10 states.
Really?
10 states. And, of course, it's their 150th anniversary. And so Union Pacific redid it, made it. They're so proud of it. Now, Friday, October the 4th, it's going to go from Hearne, Texas to Houston. It'll be in Houston a couple of days. And then it'll go to Bryan, October 8th and 9th. But then it comes to Fort Worth, 10th and 13th. Then it's going to leave and go to Oklahoma, Coffeyville, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri. But it's coming back. And it's going to go to Salina, Kansas, Hayes, Kansas, Sharon Springs. But it's coming back in October. It'll be in Fort Worth, October 10th to October 13th. And it's free. You can go and look at it. The public can see it from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. On October the 10th and on Friday, October the 11th. And this is a special thing. They're going to offer berths and to stay on the train for the weekend, and it's going to cost $700 to $900.
Really?
And you
now,
have to be a grown-up. You can't take your children. They don't allow any children. Probably because it's so old, and you know they have to be so careful with it. But the largest steam engine in the world.
Wow.
So everybody's going to want to see this thing. You can map it out. You can go to Union Pacific's website. You can see where you might could see it in one of the little towns or Houston or Fort Worth. It's already been in Dallas. And it's going to go back to Kansas and all this and come back.
Wow. So the whole tour is already mapped out. And Fort
it's
Worth,
already mapped
said,
out. 10 states.
That's
10
cool.
States.
Wow.
It's the coolest thing I've ever heard of. This is the largest steam engine in the world.
Wow. And you can stay on it. That's cool.
Yes. Yeah. And if you can get a reservation, it would be a really fun thing to do for a weekend, to go and stay on this magnificent thing. It is so huge. It's the world's largest steam engine owned by Union Pacific. It dates, as you know, from the 40s, and they've redone it. I mean, it's a big deal to see this thing.
Yeah. I mean, gosh.
And to say that you've seen this dadgum steam engine that's the world's biggest.
Yeah, and I don't... I'm
looking forward to it.
Yeah, no doubt. So Fort Worth, October, what, 10th through the 13th, I think?
Yeah, it'll be Fort Worth, October 13th at 8 a.m. It'll be October 10th to the 13th.
Cool.
It'll be at the station there on Lancaster Avenue. And it's free, and it's open to the public.
Oh, it's
the
free?
The only time it will not... Yeah, it's free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's free to the public, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, and so everybody, children, everybody can go and see it. It's just to spend the night there that they're offering. You have to be a grown-up.
Golly. I mean, it'd be impressive enough to just see it, but to spend the night on the train?
It would be a deal of a lifetime.
Yeah.
I think it would be the deal of a lifetime to say that you were on this steam engine and spent the weekend. I think it would be a deal of a lifetime. I want to go and see it. You know, I didn't get to see it this week in Dallas, but I intend. Fort Worth is so close. I will be in Fort Worth to see this thing.
No doubt. Wow, this is cool. That is really,
I think
really
it's
cool.
One of the coolest things in the world to see this thing chugging through North Texas. As I said, everybody was out and seeing it along the way. You know, East Texas people just got their lawn chairs and checked it out. I loved it. Loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, they just went up to everybody knew the route. And so they just went up to the train tracks, got their lawn chairs out, and set it out.
Almost like waiting for the parade to come by.
That's exactly what it was like. Reminded me of the 60s. When everybody was out for the parade and had lawn chairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And in East Texas, they still have lawn chairs, by the way.
Not everybody can say that.
not everybody can say that story. Oh, my gosh. I expect to see kids with flags and everything else, you know? That's just the way I see it.
Wow. That is really cool. And what this thing was built in, what, the 40s, I think?
The 40s, 41 through 44, and it was used till 1962. And then 62, you know, they had the other kinds of locomotives, and they didn't use this huge thing anymore. But this thing weighs over a million pounds, you know.
Ooh, wow. Man,
yeah,
that's huge.
1,208,000 pounds.
Good.
And
Lord.
It's been converted from coal to fuel oil. And it's just the length of it is just amazing. The locomotive is 72 feet by 5.5 inches, overall 117 feet, 7 inches on the wheelbase.
Wow.
That's just the wheelbase.
That's massive.
It is massive. It makes me wonder. The length of the locomotive is 132 feet, 9.25 inches.
Mm.
The width is 11 foot.
Wow.
The height of this thing is 16 foot.
Really?
Yeah.
Though, I mean, that's high for by any standards. Golly.
Oh, yeah. So it's the biggest in the world.
Not like getting crammed into an airplane, that's for sure.
yeah, I mean, you know, so most of them are just in museums. It's the only one that is operating in the whole United States.
Yeah, so the other ones in the museums, you can see them, but you can't, you can look, but you can't touch, so to speak.
That's right. They don't even allow you to touch them.
Wow.
But this has the largest, most powerful operating steam locomotive in the whole wide world.
Man, that would be cool. I got to put that on the calendar. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, I've got it on mine for Fort Worth. I know you have to drive a little. I don't think you can get any closer because they went all over East Texas when they came. And I don't. They'll be in West and a few places like that on the way to Houston and Big Sandy and a few places. But I just don't see that anywhere out in West Texas that they'll be.
Yeah, but boy, that's worth it's worth the drive, and there's plenty of time to make plans and all that. And so, gosh, I mean, that's a once in a lifetime thing.
And Fort Worth is so much fun. There's a million things to do in Fort Worth on a weekend.
Oh yeah.
So you know, I encourage everybody, if you want to see the world's largest steam engine, come to Fort Worth, make your reservations now, because you're going to need them.
Yeah.
You can't wait till October 10th and make reservations.
Yeah. You got what? Almost like 3 weeks-ish, give or take.
Yeah.
So.
And you're going to need that length of time for your reservations.
Yeah. No
but
doubt.
It's going to be a lifetime changer. You'll be able to tell everybody that you saw the world's largest steam engine right here in Texas.
I cannot wait. That sounds exciting and fun. Wow.
I think it will really be a joyous occasion. I'm looking forward to it. I will be there.
Yeah, no doubt.
With all the crowds, I'll be there.
Yeah, and that's just it. I'd love to see, you know, pictures of the crowds as you know, goes by, and they're, I would imagine they're probably, you know, cheering and all that.
Oh, so. I think so. I think it's like July the 4th.
Yes.
It's the same kind of deal.
Yeah.
It'll be so much fun, and everybody needs to go and see it and tell their grandkids they saw it. I mean, it's something you'll remember the rest of your life.
Yeah, super cool. And it's not something that we interact with very often, too. And anytime, you know, you get especially built in the 40s, you know, anytime you get into a train like that, it's just like it almost like transports you back in time. You can almost feel like what it would have been like to be there in the 40s, which was a whole new era.
I think so. I think it'll take everybody back a long, long way. And it's going to be so much fun. And remember, it's October 10th to the 13th in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, I'm writing that down. Boy. Well, I got to see the big boy locomotive. That's just, oh, wow, I can't wait. I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm glad we have time to plan for it, too. So, you know, there's no
excuse.
Yeah,
I'm glad everybody's got time.
Yeah. Wow. How cool is this going to be? This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588. 3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
We've never done it before, but I would imagine it would be fun just to take a trip on a train for like a couple of weeks, just like travel all over the place.
It would be.
I
went on a train 5 or 6 years ago, went all the way to Scottsdale,
really?
Arizona. and it took 2 days, and it was fun.
Wow.
They had a dining car. They had an observation car. All kinds of things.
What? So you've actually taken a train trip before?
I have. And I had a sleeper.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing.
Wow. I mean, was it actually like as cool as it sounds or looks?
It was very cool. I had a great time, okay?
Wow. That would be awesome. Okay. So before we wrap up, I know people are probably starting to think to themselves, you know, we're probably getting towards that line of that point of no return before something potentially goes crazy and silly in the next several weeks. And they're thinking about, you know, making a transition into some type of more conservative investments. Let's start with annuities. For annuities, are there any type of risks? Are there any type of things?
No, that's why we love it. There's not this great risk. It's a very conservative, you know, there's just not a lot of risk at all. The only risk is, are you going to do it or not? You know, that's about it.
Yeah.
So annuities are not a risky thing. They're like a CD, but they're a lot better than a CD.
It almost, and I don't want to, you know, put words in anybody's mouth or misrepresented or anything, but it almost seems like the annuity, even if the stock market, because it mirrors the stock market, but it's not in it. Like you said, there's that safety net. So if the market goes down, your annuity won't. It has that stopgap. But even if the market itself doesn't go up, you still got the bonus on top of it. So you're still making pretty good money. Just saying something doesn't happen, but oftentimes it will go up and you'll make the bonus on top of whatever it makes. So it seems like the annuity is like a win-win no matter what happens. For life settlements, there's two risks. What would you say is the big one?
The biggest risk, if it goes over, you have to pay premiums. So that would be your biggest risk.
Okay. And then the second one?
The second one would be it is not liquid till it matures.
Cool. All right. And you do have to be accredited in order to do a life settlement.
You must be accredited. You need to either make $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million, and that is without your house.
Okay. All right. So that includes rental property, 401ks, businesses.
Yes, stocks, mutual funds, ranch, horses, you know. The things you would normally have in your financial statement.
Yeah. All right. And I know you've had
people... Or if you don't have a financial statement, you need to sit down and pin it all out. What am I worth?
Yeah. Yeah. And you've had people before that didn't... They're just kind of like guessing, running through some numbers in their head and thinking that they weren't actually accredited. And then when they actually ran the numbers and sat
they
down...
They were, yes.
Yeah. So it is worth taking the time to explore and make sure. Okay. How long does it take generally to get set up with either a life settlement or an annuity?
Annuity, usually a week and a half, maybe two. Life settlement... If you write a check, you know, we can have you in 7 days.
Cool.
If it's coming from an IRA, a 401k, it'll take a little longer.
All right. And you're bidding on policies now, so if people...
We're bidding on a lot of policies. Next week, I'll have an answer as to what we have to offer.
Nice, nice. So if people are thinking about coming over, starting something a little bit more conservative, this is a great time to do it.
Right.
So for next week, I assume it's business as usual. You have appointments that you can see people, talk to people, set something
yes.
up. Cool.
Yes.
All right. For that to happen, people do need to call, make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.